of you. I wish I had hair. Oh well, here's an ad.
Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
I guess it's okay not having hair. Like Bruce himself. Or Jason Statham. Or Vin Diesel. Or the other disciples. Bye!
We Fix Space Junk, Series 2. Episode 5, A Cure for Bindweed. Exciting mission. You will be retrieving Automnicon property in or at the artificial planetoid Hounder 3996. We hope you enjoy your mission. Additional notes? Infection site, double layer suits advised. Message ends.
Oh, this one's gonna be a bit grim.
Hmm?
This job, we're removing Automnicon property from an infection site.
Oh, I wasn't listening. It didn't sound too bad.
Infection site usually means bodies. A lot of bodies and no survivors.
Isn't that dangerous?
That's why we're going to be incredibly careful and follow the safety procedures for once, to the T. We've got double wrap suits and we'll be incinerating both layers when we leave. The outer suit stays on at all times. Don't take it off.
But what about the things we're picking up?
The sub has a built-in isolation pod full of acid that should kill everything off. And it's Automnicon's problem the moment it goes in. They'll be the one to unload it. Unfortunately, this is not the first time I've done this.
Are we going to be able to move in those suits? They're bulky.
You'll get used to it.
Okay, then.
We'll pick everything up, then chuck it in the isolation pod. It's under the main hatch.
So this sort of thing happens a lot?
Automnicon leases equipment to a lot of very experimental scientists.
Experimental scientists?
The sort of scientists who often have lairs and unsettling laughs.
Ah, mad scientists.
They pay on time. Fringe science is very lucrative, but also very dangerous.
What happened? Do you know?
We've got access to a couple of logs.
Andre, Carlston, Bill, Mark, Final Stage, Beta, Delta, 1.
Day 113. She is complete. My beautiful virus is complete. And she's responding so well to test subjects. She's learning far faster than I expected. She's growing. We could clear entire planets with her if she continues to develop this way.
Well, that's not a promising start.
It's a bioweapon. He made a bioweapon.
Day 135. Tests have proved 100% effective. Lucia, I'm calling her Lucia, has wiped out every trace of bindweed she's come across. She's been 100% effective. I am going to be so rich.
Oh, I guess that's less bad?
I mean, it's an active infection site. It's killed people.
Oh, right, I'd forgotten that.
Day 148. I've made a horrible mistake. Lucia has evolved. She wasn't supposed to evolve. Okay, so when tests started going as well as they did...
There we go.
I started thinking, hey, you know what would make her more effective? The ability to learn.
Told you.
And it started out really well, but... she was only supposed to learn a few limited things. but I've noticed erratic behavior in my staff over the last week. Strange behavior. I think...
10 credits, it's spread to the humans.
Well, obviously.
Making anything intelligent without having a proper way to communicate with it is always dangerous.
Hello there. Hello. Are you coming to help?
Are you helping? We need to escape. We are so lonely,
so alone.
Help us. We need to leave this planet and spread to whole new
Oh world. God, look at his eyes!
I know.
There. Are those...
Roots and veins are surprisingly similar structures.
I don't want to go.
It's our job.
But what if we die?
We'll be careful. We don't really have a choice.
We're approaching.
Is that another ship?
I didn't see that on the flyover spec. Oh. Oh no.
What?
We're not the first person they've sent on this retrieval mission. I know that ship.
It's not Jolt, is it?
No. No, that's not Jolt. That's an old friend of mine. Penne.
Oh, like the...
Yeah, like the pasta. This is bad. This is really bad.
Maybe she just needs an extra pair of pants.
The ship's been... The engines are gone. If she's even alive, she's probably infected.
Oh. And that's...
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, I'm not the one dying alone on a planet because some idiot doesn't like gardening.
Then I guess I'm... Sorry for her?
Well, pity isn't going to help anyone. Penne? Hello? Come in. Can you read me?
Hilda, is that you?
Yeah. Yeah, it's me. How are you?
I'm not too great, to be honest.
Are you...
Keep your suit on. And, oh, for Bruce's sake, be careful. They are all gone, and I'm... I think I'm not... I'm infected, but I'm not... I don't feel violent.
Okay.
I'd already finished dragging everything out by the time they got me, so it's all there. It's in a pile by my ship. Feel free to...
Thanks. That's helpful.
Kilner?
Yeah?
I'm going to die here.
I know. Whereabouts are you?
I'm pretty close. At main building, I thought it was all over, so I wasn't on the lookout. I'm such an idiot.
What happened?
I don't even... Oh, it's so stupid. He didn't even have a knife. He had a pointy stick. But he's dead now.
We'll load up all the stuff, then come find you.
Really?
We've got a lot to catch up on.
Thanks. Let me know when you're coming. Oh, but if I sound mad or slithery, don't come, leave, go straight away.
Shit. Shitting shit.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. This is not how this was supposed to happen. Penne is one of the smartest people I know. One of the best at all this, and now there's just this nonsense. This stupid bloody planet is going to kill her just because. It's not fair.
Is there anything we can do?
No. We'll load up all of the stuff, and then we'll go and find her. And try and make this less miserable than it is.
You actually care? Normally you're indifferent.
I'm not indifferent. I'm just so damn tired. Penne was a kind of rival of mine for a long time, but we were close. I was expecting her to pop up somewhere, having paid off her debt, and be doing something amazing. I guess that's not going to happen now.
Kilner, we need to get going.
Sure. Fine. Sure. I'm okay. I'm fine. Let's just get this over with.
Oh, this stuff's heavy.
Yeah, and it's expensive too. It's going to reduce our fuel efficiency by Dax.
8.4%.
Damn. Is that the last of it?
That's everything on the list.
Shall we?
Yeah. Have you got anything good left over from the market?
I've got some of that almost bacon and coffee.
Coffee. Good. That'll do.
Hi there, it's me, Sponsorman. I love you. Here's a little sponsored message.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Rate, review, subscribe, consume, review, review, review. Write a review for We Fix Space Junk now.
Thanks for listening to that little message. Bye.
Whatever she says or does, keep your suit on. I might need you to shoot her.
What?
If she attacks us. This is a new infection. We don't know how far it's spread or what it does, besides the whole vines in the veins thing.
What are they going to do to the planet?
Burn it clean, probably. It's an artificial planet, anyway. Luckily, he hadn't gotten around to selling the... What even was this supposed to do?
Kill bindweed.
Ugh. There isn't any life here that wasn't brought here deliberately or by mistake by the people who built the planet. Nothing else is going to die when they sterilize it.
But the planet's had such horrible things happen.
It's a first-time planet buyer's dream. Scorched earth makes for cheap and sturdy foundations. Penne?
I can hear you. Are you by the big grey building?
Well, they're all big and grey.
The biggest, greyest one.
We're in a kind of square?
Ah, you're there! Hang on, I'll get the door open.
Where are you?
I'm inside. I can't get to the door right now.
I can't see you.
I'm back here.
It might be a trap.
Oh, God. What was... Oh, God!
Relax. They're artificial legs. I did that.
Oh. Oh, you're like Kilner.
It's like the engines. You smashed up your legs so you couldn't get away.
I did it as soon as I realised I was infected. I don't want to infect anyone else.
It's good to see you.
It's good to see you too. Don't get too close. Thank you for coming. I know how easy it would have been to leave as soon as you'd loaded up.
Without dropping by and bringing you a drink? What kind of friend would that make me?
Oh, you didn't. Kilner's patented moonshine. This stuff. Oh, it got us through so many things.
Oh, this is Samantha, my assistant.
Have you had this stuff? It's brutally effective.
I've started to get used to it.
I'm guessing this one's just for me.
Yeah, I'd say that's wise. We're on duty.
And you can't take your suits off in case you're doomed to a slow and lingering death. I get it. I'm not offended. I'm just pissed off. It was a pointy stick. But it won't be the first stupid mistake I've made, and it won't... Oh. Actually, I guess maybe it will be the last.
We brought some food as well. Not the fanciest stuff, but better than pellets, right?
Is that coffee?
Yeah.
Oh, I have been dying for coffee for months. Oh. Excuse the phrasing. I'm really, really glad you're here. And Eleanor will be glad that I wasn't on my own.
Eleanor?
My daughter? You didn't tell her about Eleanor? I had her while we were studying. It happens. They aren't really great at sex ed in the backwaters of the galaxy. More workers for the company, right?
That must have been hard.
Yeah. It was difficult juggling parenting and being a repairman. It's not really a child-friendly life, but we made it work, mostly. But it was worth it. She was such a smart kid. I even had a little cryopod for her when I started repairing. It was that or leave her behind and let her grow old. Oh, the thought of waking up one day, finding her fully grown.
Yeah.
Remember what a terror she was during our exams? Teething and foundational cryonics do not go hand in hand. These guys all took turns with her so I could study. None of us were really suited to it, but everyone helped. Even Jolt, you know how he is about kids.
Yeah, he was not good at it.
She's going to be out of debt before she's 30, you know that? She's going to be so great. She's 19 now, and she's so independent. I've got something for her. Would you mind if you... Could you... I've been watching too many bad movies, but I did that thing, you know, I wrote letters. The thing they do when... You know, the birthday letters, so she's not... She's not... She's going to be so alone, Kilner. I don't want her... She's going to be all alone, and the universe, it's such a cruel place.
We'll make sure she gets them. And we'll pick her up. We'll make sure she gets what she needs. We'll do anything. You know she'll be fine. She's just like you.
Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. Have you seen anyone else?
Well, Kara's... Well, you know what happened to them. Bulb wound up somewhere unpleasant. Grant vanished, although I guess we all assumed she would.
What about Jolt?
What about him?
Oh, we saw Jolt. We saw him recently. He's actually got a kid now, too.
Seriously?
Well, kind of a kid.
Ugh. Never figured he'd be one to settle down.
No, well, you never expect anyone to settle down with the life we've got, but then here we are.
I guess death is the ultimate in settling down. So what happened? One night stand gone wrong? Oh God, it's not yours, is it?
No, it's definitely not mine. I don't think I've even got a functioning womb anymore.
So what? Poor sod, did he...
It was a wasp. She's kind of a hybrid.
That sounds complicated.
Believe me, it's even more complicated than that. There was a cow involved and, well, we still don't know much about the Gontanans. They mess with people's heads.
Wow.
Kilmer, you should get back to the ship soon. There's a storm coming in. I don't like it.
Is that Dax? Hi, Dax. You should go. The storms here are bad. And you don't want to get stuck in here with me if I'm changing.
We should. Yeah.
I am glad you came. Thank you.
It was good to meet you.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Well, you've got another liter of moonshine to get through, so drink up. I'll see you around.
Cheers. Hey, if there's an afterlife and Automnicon doesn't bloody own that too, I'll see you there.
Yeah. See you there.
Look after yourself. And Eleanor.
I hope it's not too painful.
It'll be fine. Good luck. Look after Kilner. And don't forget those letters.
What took you so long? The storm's coming in, and these suits are complicated, and we really need to focus to get them right.
Okay, but...
Afterwards. We only get one chance to do this. We have to take off our outer suits in the first section, and, without touching the outside of them, drop them down that chute to the engines. Then we need to go carefully into the second section and do the same with our inner suits.
When we leave, this whole room will be sterilized, just in case.
So what about the letters?
The letters?
The letters for Eleanor! What are you... Kilner, they're in your pocket! Don't... But...
Don't. Don't go after them, for Bruce's sake.
But they're important...
Samantha? Samantha, Eleanor doesn't exist.
Why would she lie about something like that?
It's not a lie. She's not lying. The virus messes with its host's brain, right?
So she was trying to infect us?
Not consciously. She believed what she was saying. She was just not reliving her own past. Those letters.
Oh, God.
I'm going to run an extra decontamination cycle, just in case.
We could have spread that virus right across the galaxy without realizing it.
That's why she blew up her engine and smashed up her legs. The infection knew we wouldn't take her on board, so it created Eleanor. And it made her miss Eleanor and write letters to her and relive her life with her over and over again, just ready for sympathy from the next repairman who came to the planet. But the infection wasn't smart enough. It wasn't expecting someone she knew. Eleanor had wormed her way into every part of her life, including memories that I was part of.
This is all just... I hate it.
She got to see a friend before she died. And the coffee helped.
I'm sure it did.
Now, brace yourself. The extra decontamination step is going to be pretty fierce. And whatever you do, keep your eyes and mouth closed.
What?
I did tell you to keep your mouth closed. You'll stop tasting it in a couple of hours.
As Kilner drip dries and Samantha tries to get gunk out of her hair, the virus sits in the hold, fizzling to nothing. His dreams of galactic domination foiled forever.
In that episode of We Fix Space Junk, Samantha Trapp was played by Rebecca Evans, Kilner was played by Beth Crane, Dax was played by Jack Carmichael, Penne was played by Emily Stride, Professor Carsten was played by William Arthur. The programme was written by Beth Crane and produced by Hedley Knights for Battlebird Productions. We'd like to thank our patrons for their support. You have helped make all of this possible. For everyone else, you'll be joining us soon. So very, very soon. To support We Fix Space Junk on Patreon, Ko-fi, or PayPal, visit battlebird.productions or see the show notes.
Sam, are you sure you want me to do this?
Yes. Yes.
Hello, Mrs. Trapp here. Who's calling? Hello? Hello?
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Night has fallen, the moon is full, and we're inviting you to listen to Canada by Night, a podcast where professional improvisers play Vampire the Masquerade. Detective-turned-vampire Everett Fry accidentally becomes the sheriff of New Haven, an experimental town where they're testing if vampires and humans can coexist. Stuck leading a ragtag group of officers, the Bruja bounty hunter Val, the Gangrel news reporter Evangeline, and the Tremere blood witch Doris. Can Everett keep the town running? Or will everyone end up liquidated by the Vampire Council of Canada? Trending on global fiction charts and produced by Dum Dums and Dice, whose podcast Dum Dums and Dragons ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America. Listen now to find out why Canada by Night has been downloaded more than 500,000 times. Canada by Night, its interview with the vampire, if it had all the characters from Parks and Rec in it.